More wise words with one God.
Those are very wise words. Very wise words.
Girl, I don't wanna lose your love by putting my cards on the table. You know I'm thankful for what we have, but I have feelings inside that are so strong I can't hide. No, baby, they're so strong I can't hide.
Baby, close to me. Thank you. I'm In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
And ever they say it better be real, that's Lisa and the Cold Jam right here on the Wise Words of One Gone Show. Hey, I'm going over to the phone line, and I see right now we have Sir Mike on the line tonight. Sir Mike!
Yes, sir, Tim. How are you, my dear friend? And how is everything over there?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. I went fishing today and with my wife, and she sat in the car, and we just kicked back and got out under the sun. And, hey, that's about all we did today. And I appreciate God giving me the ability to get up, get moving, and stay positive. What about you, sir, Mike?
Yeah, I think we have rain, but in Singapore, of course. But the question is, you know, this outbreak is very nasty, and it's very shocker that the circuit panel in the brand new 5G tower is labeled COV-19. And what the hell is going on? Or will this frequency trigger a second virus in your body or cause an outbreak? Because what happened, the people who are supposed to put this 5G together in the Europe, and when, you know, they put piece together and it came to a circuit, and they show it on the videos, by the way. And it shows that it says COVID-19. So kind of they are just saying what's going on. Is this related then to the 5G or not? So that's, again, yet to be revisited, and we get more information so we can pass it on you guys later on. And the other news is there was another top Pentagon official charged of using Defense Production Act to ramp up PPE and testing equipment is fired at the height of coronavirus crisis. So Donald Trump just today fired Jennifer Santos, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Industrial Policy, is being moved to a position in the Navy. And also we have seen, 1 week ago, it was a reporter from, I believe, CBS or NBC, talked to Donald Trump privately. And one of the questions asked is the vaccine close to coming? And Donald J. Trump said, yes, the vaccine is going to come by end of this year, 2021, and we are going to mobilize military and other branches of government, which he did not say which one. And he said, we are going to vaccinate every individual. So I thought that Donald J. Trump, he was himself was anti-vaccination. I mean, I believe that he, when he came to the to be elected, he was keep saying, I don't want vaccine, or I am against the vaccination. And now he is promoting vaccine too. I mean, it's not only the Bill Gates promoting vaccine, but he's also promoting vaccine. So there's something going on that we have been lied to, we have been duped to, and we thought that, you know, he is, not going to be like anybody else, but he is actually a globalist, and he is working with everybody to force vaccinate Americans. Go ahead, sir, Tim.
Oh yeah, so Sir Mike, you got more than I got. I didn't look at no news today. Wasn't bothered by the news, and I'm so glad you're here to give the news. All I know is that you've been saying a long time how this thing is going to turn out and what we should look for, and it's a shame that the government is playing games and just pulling the wool over people's eye. I think there's more to it. Like I said before, I think all of this is a cover up for something major they're doing. Not saying that the virus ain't killing folks and all that. That is happening. But if you can just look at some of the things. So they were saying that the malaria drug was going to help. They said that another drug was going to help. They said that this was going to help. They said the antibodies was going to help. Now the guy said it's a cure coming, and they know the time of the cure. And then the other week they said, he said, don't ask me, ask China. He's mad at Dr. Anthony, what's his name, Fauci? He's mad at him. Fauci, yeah. Well, he's mad at him, and he don't want them to really get a word the way it's supposed to be. I'm looking for the White House to crumble, because it's going to be somebody that's down, deep down in that administration is going to say, well, enough is enough. I'm tired of this sucker. I'm ready to pull a rug from under his feet, and I can't wait until that day happens. Sir Mike, go ahead.
Yes, sir. And indeed, we told you that there's not going to be election in the United States of America. Long time ago. And Jared Kushner, it was said yesterday, that election will be delayed. And even with the commander-in-chief said, I'm going to be the next 4 years, I'm going to be president of the United States of America. So there's not going to be election. So this is really red tags all over it. And we are duped. We are playing with. And so basically, is a sad story for United States of America, and especially when Nancy Pelosi wants to give another $1,200 check to everybody to heal up, because prices of everything is up, food, medicine, etc. So therefore, people can, manage a little bit more better, but now that they're having a war with Republicans regarding the next stimulus package. And so this is not good. They should give everybody $1,200 or $1,500 a month until unemployment goes to 3%. Until this is the 5 years issue now, because, it's not going to be one day. 18th or 24 months or et cetera. First of all, they have to find a vaccine. A vaccine is not going to be created within another 6 months or 7 months from now. That's the false assumption. And there is no way, and especially a vaccine that is mutating so fast, faster than even you can stop it at one point, say, okay, I can make a vaccine from now, up to now, but again, mutated. There's no way to make a vaccine. It's very hard. So, if they want to give us vaccination within, 2021, we shall know that it's a false, and nobody should take it. Go ahead, sir.
So, Sir Mike, I know that, this game that the government is playing is a money's game, so... Yeah, they're going to give out another $1,200 of stimulus money, but a lot of people I know ain't got the first check, and I'm one of them. I didn't get a dime yet, and so I ain't checked it. I don't care if they give me one. I'm not even going to lie, Sir Mike. I think it's a big, big trap, and I know a lot of people got it, and my wife got it, and but I didn't, I was just wondering why they skipped through Timmy. I guess because Timmy said if they send it to me, I ain't going to receive it. But I should have shut up because I could have had $1,200 to put on my boat. Oh, excuse me, my mic's on. Let me go to LP. LP?
Yep.
What's going on, brother?
I just dialed in. What's going on there?
Oh, we just started talking. I've been playing music for the last 30 minutes. And Sir Mike called in, so I put him on the line, and he was telling us about, you know, how we've been duped and bamboozled. And so I don't want to tell it all. Sir Mike, LP didn't catch what you were saying, and if you could just run that by him one more time, because maybe he didn't get the information either.
Which part of it, please, about the vaccine or regarding that we were duped?
We were duped.
There you go. There
exactly.
you go.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we were duped from the beginning because, you know, we thought that, you know, oh, he is anti-vaccination. He is, oh, he is the great guy, this and that. But we find out that he is now promoting the vaccine for by the year 2021. And then he is mobilizing the military and other forces in the United States. He doesn't say which forces. And he says that we are going to vaccinate everybody in very short time. And so, I mean, that's a red flag for the people of the United States of America. I mean, if you don't want to take the vaccine, what you should you do? I mean, so you have no other alternative now? Now, so Bill Gates is not the only one who's promoting vaccine, I guess. So President of the United States is saying, no, don't worry, I'm promoting it. I am going to force you to. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I don't trust him there. I don't trust him at all. I really don't, you know. I'm not going to run out for the first vaccine to come along. I'm going to wait a while. And when they open this up and you free to roam, I can stay at home 3 more weeks or even a month. I'm in no rush to jump out there just because they say so. And about the stimulus, that's just the government signed that. Trump signed it to make him look good. He didn't even want to do that. Believe me. So I don't understand it still, and it's beyond me. And what happened the other day still going on 2 days back, 2 days ago. But that was today. I ain't going to say nothing about it until I find more out about it, but we done had some stuff happen here today, y'all. So I don't believe it, not here in California. But I just don't believe this no more. What do we do? What the hell are we supposed to do? These assholes that's doing this, and I know you're listening, why don't you call in and tell us what you as hell you expect us to do? But when you do that, please make sense with what you're trying to say. Because we're trying to abide by these rules, and it's getting damn hard. Every week, every 2 months away, by the time you think it calmed down and raises back up again. I don't live like that. I don't live in fear. And I walk by faith. So I don't know. It don't make no damn bit of sense, man. To the highest degree of pissivity, this really do, you know. By the time you take a 2 day sigh from what you done seen, here comes some more shit. That they do. That they do. Straight down the middle. I love it when I'm wrong. And everybody listening to me know it. I don't care what color you are. You know it. What are we supposed to be doing? How the hell can we get with anybody to do anything and don't nobody know nothing or want to do nothing? You know, it's sad. It really is. And he know this. He has his hand on that button of racism. He knows this. You think he give a damn? He putting fuel on that fire. We all know that, and we all see that now. Call in. Go ahead. Tell me what your president done good. That stimulus, he didn't do that. They wrote it up, and he signed it. He wasn't going to do that no way. His henchmen told him, well, this is what you're going to say, because those are the ones who help him speak, and he still can't get the shit right. Oh, boy, here we go. Here we go. It don't bother me one bit. It really don't. Because when this come to a head, it's going to be a different war right here in America. Because that's what this is leading up to. I told you yesterday, the day before, we're no animals, but don't keep pushing us in a damn corner. And maybe by then for us, it might be too damn late because you're not doing shit now. You wait till the last minute. It's no recourse. So if you don't want to wake up, keep sleeping. You don't have to wear your damn mask if you don't want to. Don't do it. These are things we've been telling you along with other things on this radio station. All you do is you just listen, that's it. That's it. That's all you do. You know, you want your music played, but you won't give input. Man, come on. Come on. Somebody call in. Say something. Call in.
Henry.
Somebody call in.
Yo,
go ahead.
Yo.
So we was talking about how we've been bamboozled and, you know, how the government is playing this game. You know, it don't take a rocket science to see that they pull a, you know, that there. And so I was just wondering, what is all this about, man? Just tell me, man. Somebody got to tell me, what is this all about?
My opinion, and you know, folks got opinions like they got rear ends. And so in its rawest form, it's about power and power structure. Now, just take, for instance, if you had been doing a group of folks wrong for years and years and years, and then finally it might be coming back at you. So, you know, I say that to mean that, you know, black folks is a complex group. And we get bombarded from all sides. Because, you know, American blacks in particular, we got the education, we got the talent. We just need to get a unifying force that won't get shot or, you know, infiltrated and well, you know, the old scheme. So that's what I think we need to understand. To some degree, it's personal. To another degree, it seems to me, it's about the power. Because, you know, those who have the power call the shots. And so by us being such a complex group, you know, they have to do that. They have to bamboozle us and you know, provide some kind of control mechanism. Or otherwise, we'd have stripped them down to their socks. But they created the monster, see, and the monster was slavery, and it was so insidious, and they knew it was insidious because they was doing it. So there you have it. They then created a monster, still trying to figure out what to do with it. But then, you know, that guy in Washington, he picked up on it pretty quickly. And so we got to think about getting some kind of power. And for me, that involves community. You know, that's grassroots. You got a strong community, you got something to build on. And so all this crap, you know, that we've been dealing with now, you know, they just piling it on and piling it on. So now we still got to deal with the COVID-19 mess, because they didn't sound alarm in time and didn't have their act together. But, you know, that goes with the territory. So, yeah, man, we're a complex group, but there's one thing that I see and I don't understand. And I think LP was talking about it. What's so hard about putting on a mask to save a life? Is that, you know, is that such a hard task
It already said you could be asymptomatic. You don't know you got it. And you can pass it. So what does that tell you? Common courtesy. Get your damn mask on. Please. We're not that complex that we can't understand what that means. You know, if we're the ones that are in a group that's highly affected, why wouldn't we want to kill ourselves off? Get your damn mask. All right, I'm done.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Still, again, I need y'all to call 347-205-9722, 347-205-9722. It's the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. And my question to you is, what the hell is going on? Somebody speak up, speak out, and speak loud. Until then, we'll get this to Henry, and I'm coming right back after these 3 minutes. Y'all just hold tight, and I'll get it right. At the junction with the Wise Words with One Go, man. One Go. Hey, so, you know, I'm moving around. You know, I'm doing a little exercise, man, you know, trying to get myself right. I'll be turning 55 this next month in about 30 days, double nickel, and I'm trying to look my best and live my best. You know, I'm eating different and had me some fish tonight. You know, and it tasted good. Had a little salad. I'm finna get on this moringa. I know Henry has that moringa powder. I'm finna get on the moringa. Also, the sea moss. Sea moss is my next best thing to be getting on. And I got some of this kidney tea that I'm sipping on. And I'm just trying to do better for myself.
I'm going to give a shout-out to a few people. I hope y'all don't mind. Giving a shout-out to Big Vincent, Little Vincent, also Christian and Dave, Zeke, Slow-Mo, Saluki, Church, Chris, Daryl Rogers, Joseph Julian. Let me see who else is on there. Michael, LP, Claude, George, Henry, Sir Mike, Greg, Tyler, who else? And Mark, Jerome, Miss Jerry. Also my wife and my mama. Hey. Hey, y'all. Anyway, a shout out to all y'all, man. I just want y'all to know I need to know what the hell going on. Because the way everything is looking right now, it looks bleak to me. They opening up all these places now. Yeah, they are. I've seen people today without masks. Yes, I did. Also, I've seen a big group of people. Now, they wasn't black people. They wasn't white people. These were some Asian people. And I was over there on Stockton in Florida, and I went to the bank, right? You know the bank over there, Bank of America, right there on Stockton in Florida, right on the corner. Well, right behind it, it had a, I want to say a crawdad place, a lobster place or something like that, right? And I guess one of their youth graduating or something like that, because I've seen a lot of balloons. But I've seen at least 50 people. Well, you know, my numbers is kind of exaggerating 50. I'll take it down to 25. 25 people solid in a group. And I was saying to myself, didn't this stuff come from China? Oops, my mic on, God, though. Let me go to LP. God, boy, look here. God, dog it. I done messed up. LP?
Yeah.
Yeah. They hanging in groups, LP. They hanging in groups. Henry?
Yeah, man. It's amazing. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I just tell them to get back.
Yeah, I didn't even get out of my car, Henry. Hold on. I didn't even get out of my car, Henry. You know what I did? I rode up to make sure I looked at this thing right, because they by my bank now. I got to go over here to the bank. And so as I'm pulling to the bank, I'm looking, and I got to go past them jokers to go to the bank. And I looked, and I said, but damn, they ain't even got no mask on. Sir Mike, are they wearing masks over there in Singapore?
Of course, we do it.
Okay.
Because here we don't give a fuss about it, you know, in Asia. Asia, we have no problem putting masks, putting gloves, you know. We are not going to say, oh, you took my freedom away, or this and that, and or come back here. Like today, it was in Detroit. We had, again, demonstrator with the guns that stormed the House of the House of Rep in Detroit. So, I mean, this kind of event, we don't do it. We do it if we want to do something, which, I mean, we do it always peacefully. I mean, there is peaceful demonstration, peaceful means, and we never go. This is anarchism. Anarchism. This is what we are witnessing, that people not in United States, North America, I have that report as well, too, that people are not putting the mask on. And so now there are divisions. So if you put a mask, means, oh, you like to stay at home, and the other person who doesn't put is, supposed to be a Trump supporters, And so it's going to be a lot of clashes coming in the coming weeks or even less than a month. It's going to be hot summer in the United States of America. And, you know, with Donald Trump is about to name vaccine czar to run Operation Warp Speed. It's a fast-track scheme to distribute 300 million untested, unsafe vaccines across America before the end of the year. And the person being named for this position is the former executive with Glasgow, SmithKline, a criminal corporation of admitted to a large-scale bribery scheme in $3 billion settlement with DOJ. The GSK bribery scheme involved 44,000 doctors and violated the laws of every state in the nation. So this is going to be the future of the United States of America, and Donald Trump is mobilizing mass troops to give us the vaccine. But he's not willing to test us. I mean, in Hubei right now, and another state together, they have about 400,000 people because they relocked them up because of the second breakout. So now they are testing them within a week. And they said it will cost China $300 million, but they brought mobilized their troops and they're testing everybody and to see who has it, who doesn't have it, and what's going on. I mean, they are doing it in 1 week. And right now they have passed 2 months plus, and we haven't even, had done that much. I mean, in the world, we have tested 4,518,000 and 302,966 deaths. In United States alone, is keep going up again. 1,454,000 infected. So this infection is still keep going up. I mean, and 86,838 people dead so far as of today. So, you know, and open up. How can you open up when everything keep going up? Around the globe going up, around in the United States is going up every day. Every day we see the different figures. So it's not flattened yet. And it won't flatten yet because people are, you know, don't respect even 6 feet or 12 feet away from each other. People don't even respect to put a mask and gloves and protect each other. And so this infection is going, and as I have told you in 3, 4, 5 nights ago, 80% of the United States population will get the coronavirus with that until end of this, before the election or shortly after election day. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, I don't know nothing about no election right now, man. They got me all fooled out right now. So they said, Joe Biden, kind of in the back wings right now, and I know I ain't voting for Trump. It's a cold game, man. That's why I say I want to know what the hell is going on. That's tonight's topic. What is going on around here? Even though Big Mama and them had to go through a lot just to do that vote, even though they hung, cut the tongues out, buried them under the gravel, all kind of drug them behind the horse, all that, spray water hose on them, sick dogs on them. I understand all that, y'all. I really understand that. And man, I'd be the first one in line. Matter of fact, I went and voted at the primary. Y'all see, I went there. I was one of the first ones to go. Y'all was still holding on your mail-in ballot and all that. But check this out. When you ain't got nothing to vote for, what do you go vote for? You didn't hear me. I said, if you ain't got nothing to vote for, what are you going to vote for? I mean,
First of all, my people, you coloreds, we just ain't got it together. We ain't getting it together. We ain't trying to get it together. We just ain't getting it together. And me and LP was out on the fishing bank, and I think that was yesterday, and we was talking about why is it so hard for us to come together knowing that the deck is stacked against us. Why, they got us tricked so bad with that Willie Lynch and the Jim Crow. They got us so bamboozled with all of the oh, man, I just don't, man. Right now I'm lost for words because I don't – it's a lot of us that's woke, and a lot of us know good and know that there needs to be a change in the black community. It's a change in the Japanese community. It's a change in the indigenous people's community, which is the Indians. It is a change in the Chinese community, the Arab community, the white community, the Mexican community. Well, they like to be called Hispanic. My bad. Sorry about that, y'all. But I'm just saying, man, the Jews, they hang out together. They do their thing together. The Italians, they do their thing. They stick together. The Russians, the Germans. God damn, man. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I guess I'm just talking because I'm just talking. So you know what? I'm going to stop talking because I'm getting upset over here because I still want to know what the hell's going on. It is the Wise Words with One Gun Show on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all can call me 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. It's the Wise Words with One Gun Show. Hope.
Hurry, hurry, before the show begins, my friends. Stand in line, get your tickets, I hope.
So let the fight show.
Yeah, that's just what the hell it is, a sideshow, and we all involved. Hey, you know, I'm waiting on stimulus money now. Since they got some more coming, don't miss me this time. No, don't you miss me. I'm going to be mad. And as a matter of fact, I might have to go online and check and see what happened the first time. Oops, my mic on, huh? Here's the Wise Words of One God Show, man. I'm going to send Henry a picture of the fish I caught today. This is what I know. So I went by Henry's house today, and I was kind. I gave him a bass and a crappie I had caught. And so that was the day before yesterday, right? And so I went yesterday with LP and got struck out. What I did see is when I went to my favorite spot, I went late. Soon as me and LP pulled up, a joker got his, he was fishing off the bridge. His pole almost went in the water. I said, look, LP, that pole's about to go in the water. And so the dude come running down the bridge, and he picked up his pole. You could tell it's his first time catching a big fish. He called everybody from the grave. He was so loud. He said, hold his mother. Oh, when that joker pulled that out, man, I looked at it. It looked like it was bigger than it was by the pool. You know, when it was in the water, it was pulling like he was, you know, he was a shark. That joker broke out about a 22 to 26 incher striper. I mean, it was a keeper. But the way he was hollering, folks, man, look here. I just looked at LP, and LP looked at me. I said, the way he hollered, was that, I thought it was bigger than that. And that's what LP said. Yeah, me too. But anyway, I give Henry two fish today, because that's what Jesus fed. He had two fish and five loaves of bread. So I said, I'm going to give Henry these two fish, because I know that them two fish that I gave him going to be able to satisfy him in this land, right? So me and my wife, we riding together over there. I said, well, baby, look here. I got minnows, and I'm ready to go drown these minnows here. You want to take a ride out and get your book and read your book and watch me fish? And she said, yeah, sure, baby. I'll get on in. So I throwed on that jazz, Henry. You know that jazz that we was listening to. I throwed an LP. You know, I throwed that jazz on it, right? Oh, she got all cool and, you know, laid back. That music, keep it going, Daddy. Ride, ride, baby, ride. And so I get out to the water. I throw out one of them big men. Bam! God dog it. I'm going to send you a picture of this big mouth bass. So I struggle a little and I bring him on in. Then I say, whoa, let me go on and throw me one more back out there. Throwed it out there, swimmed a little bit. So I'm trying to get my other pole together. Bam! Oh, there's another big bass come through there, and I snatched him up, and I put him in the bucket, right? And I said, oh, they out here. If they hit, because you know where one is, there's two, maybe three, right? So I throw out again, and I finally get my little pole out. So my little pole go off, whoop. I catch me two bluegills at the same time. My baby say, they too little. Throw them back. So I throw the two little bluegills back. So I happen to look over there and say, well, where's my bobber at?
It was under the water, and my pole was down, and I see my string pulling. So I pull up, I reel in, old crappie, and I'm using large minnows, so there ain't no small fry. I said, oh, shucks, I'm having a good day. My baby's my good luck. I'm going to have to start taking her to the fishing bank with me. I'm going to leave you jokers at the hell and take baby. So I'm throwing out. I catch a few more of them bluegills. They all little. And then I finally catch me a keeper bluegill. I throw him in the bucket. So I look around again. I say, God dog, and that baba gone again. One of them large minnows went to work today. I hooked him again. It was a crappie. Oh, when I tell you I had fun, Henry. I said, when I tell you I had fun today, man, I can't wait to get up in the morning. So I want to thank y'all for taking them. Hey, I want to thank y'all for taking them two fishes without the 5 loaves of bread, because I sure got blessed.
Right on.
Yeah, hold on, LP.
Yep.
Now, you know me and you went to the water yesterday.
Yeah, where were you at today? Four Corners?
Yeah, Four Corners.
Oh, okay.
Four Corners, because you know the boy caught that striper yesterday off that large minnow. Remember when we pulled up?
Yeah, we could have caught that yesterday, but we pulled in too late.
Yeah. Well, I pulled in there today on time, because I'm trying to send you this picture right quick. I'm trying to send you this picture, but I just want to know what's going on. And so, Sir Mike, I know you ain't. Sir Mike, do you fish?
Do I eat fish? Yes, of course. We have, you know, one of the main dishes here is fish. We have thousands of different kind of fishes, but, you know, normally we eat white fish or salmon or, you know, cod. So these are the three main fishes we like here. But, of course, there are like close to over 1,000 fishes here from every species here. I mean, people eat. I mean, here, you know, unfortunately, you know, or fortunately, we have, you know, everything is grown into the, basically, in the lab. Here in Singapore, because we don't have too much space to grow food outside. So we have made buildings, you know, high-rise buildings, but all of it is, you know, gives the food, you know, same way that is like being outside. You know, they take care of it good. So it's like organic, pretty much, yeah. So, of course, we have bring a lot of food from other places like China and other countries, because we cannot have everything here. But, you know, but we eat what we can find here.
Okay, so my question was, do you fish though?
No, we don't have time. I mean, you have to go far away, kind of, and fishing and etc. No, is I don't. I mean, if some people may do it, but we don't. No.
Okay. All right. So, I just wanted to find out if you fish, because that's what I like to do, Sir Mike. That is when I have a program called Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. And the reason we have Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence is because I'm a victim of a gunshot wound or two, because I've been shot 5 times by one gun. And I am grateful that I am still here to witness the coronavirus and everything else. That's why I ain't scared of it, because
I know when it was time for me to, when I thought it was time I was supposed to be gone, the Lord saved me. And so I know he's going to see me through this here. So, yeah, I love the program. Absolutely. I love working with the kids. And, yeah, that's what it's all about with me, Sir Mike. Thought I'd introduce that to you.
You have a very good spirituality, and you have a good things that you have done for mankind. And we need more people like you to be in this planet. Then we would have a world peace, I mean, including LP and Henry as well, too. I mean, or Sir Kevin and everybody else, too, all your panels. But the question is, you know, it seems right now in the United States, we are not all in the same page. And that's the biggest problem we have right now. And this not being in the same page, you know, is going to create more misery and more injustice and more killings. I mean, it's still Ahmed Arbery. Death is still is shocking the world and community, the USA as well too. I mean, these things should never be happen. And, you know, we are all children of America. We are all Americans. I mean, we have the same constitution. We have the same flag. I mean, so if that's not all going to be unite us, I don't know what else can unite us. Indeed. Go ahead, sir.
Indeed. 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 So, y'all, check this out. I'm going to let the panel say whatever they got to say for their last saying, because I'm getting up at 5 in the morning to go out here and try to catch me a fish, and I'm going to need my rest because I was up early this morning. So I'll start with Henry. Henry?
Yeah. Wear your mask. Wear your mask. Wear your mask. Because there's a lot of folks out there that just don't care. You know, so wear your mask. Wear your mask. William Mass. All right.
LP.
Wear your mask. Wear your mask. Put one on Lil Riri, too. If you don't want to wear one, at least put one on the kids. All right? And 18 and over, do me a favor. Get y'all's ass out there and vote, because these old folks ain't going, they don't want to do nothing. The seniors and triple seniors do. But you got, come on. Get out there and make your ballot count. Don't listen to your folks now on this because you're 18. So get out there and do that, man. And ladies, get out there and vote. Help us get him out of there. That's one of our goals. We don't know who to put in, but we do know who has to go. Tune in tomorrow.
That was good. Did you see the picture I sent you of the fish?
No, I ain't looked at it. I'm gonna look at it right now. Go ahead.
I just said, Henry, did you look at yours?
Yeah, there's some nice slabs there, Bubba.
Yeah, man.
Shoot.
They snuck up on me, too.
That was today, Kim? Yes, sir. I went right there where I seen him get it at
yesterday when he almost lost his pole on the side of that bridge. You remember, LP? You see?
Yeah, same spot, huh?
I went to the same spot. I wasn't going nowhere else, and I threw the same bait, and they sitting right there. But I didn't catch me a striper. I got me two bass, three crappie. I got three crappie. Only the other one was a little short, so I didn't put him up there like that. And I caught 13 bluegills too. Red worm. They call it red worm. I throwed that red worm and got them bluegills on the bottom. I had two hooks on one pole.
And then I throw the minnow out there, and bang, 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 the fishing game.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I mean, hey, you should have seen the smile on my face. You ought to look at the smile on my face now. Yes, sir. Shoot. I needed that.
Shoot.
So, y'all, we're going to get out of here. So Mike yeah. just hung up. It's about that time because I need to get this rest. You know, but here, this one go for all of y'all that don't respect yourself. You need to respect yourself. It's the wise words. One go, Joe.